This is Morning Edition on WSHU Public Radio. I'm Tom Kuser. The passage of a tough Connecticut budget that calls for cuts to social spending and the layoff of state workers has caused some Democratic lawmakers to decide against running for another term in the General Assembly this fall. And many who are seeking re-election are withholding support for Democratic Governor Dana Malloy's Second Chance Criminal Justice Reform Bill. They're concerned they'd be viewed as soft on crime if they vote for that bill. That's because the bill calls for abolishing bail for most misdemeanors and allows 20-year-olds to be treated as juveniles for certain crimes. This is making Republicans feel confident about picking up seats this November. WSHU's senior political reporter Ebong Udama joins us. Ebong, I gather that was the feeling that you got from speaking with some of the attendees at the Connecticut GOP big fundraiser event this week in Stamford.
That's correct. The annual Prescott Bush Award dinner attracts some of the state GOP's biggest donors, so you'd expect them to be optimistic about their party's fortunes. For example, here's John McKinney. He used to be the state Senate minority leader. He had an unsuccessful run to be his party's nominee for governor 2 years ago. He seems to believe an opportunity has opened up for Republicans because of the way Connecticut Democrats have handled the economy. Here's what he told me.
We've seen GE and other companies leave the state of Connecticut because of those Democratic policies. And what you're seeing is some Democrats recognize that the state can't keep going on the route it's going and raising taxes, and yet the core constituency saying, wait a minute, we need to be raising more taxes and not cutting spending. And I think that division is going to play out in the fall in Connecticut, maybe not so much on the national races, but it's definitely going to play out in the state legislative races. And I am extremely excited and hopeful that Republicans are going to take a majority in the legislature.
When was the last time that happened?
Well, about 20 years ago. That's when the GOP had control of the state Senate, and that followed the implementation of an income tax by independent Governor Lowell Weicker. So you can imagine Republicans are quite excited right now. Here's State Senator Tony Boucher of Wilton.
We are now nationally considered a toss-up state, which means we could take over one of the House or the Senate. I'm in the Senate. I'm hoping we do, because I see a divided House and Senate as much more of a working together, bipartisan, have to compromise. Certainly the policies we've seen in the last years have not helped the state at all.
And you know, they've helped the Republicans' fortunes improve since 2004, when Boucher was first elected to the State House of Representatives. At that time, only 37 of the 151 members chamber were Republicans.
Now there's 64. When I started in the Senate, we were 12. Now we're 15. So the trend line is definitely going towards the middle rather than just one party right now.
That's 15 out of the 36 seats in the state Senate?
Yes, that's the state Senate is made up of 36 seats, and the Republicans have 15 of them right now.
So, Ebong, while I have you here, another question. How enthusiastic are Connecticut Republicans about Donald Trump now being their presumptive nominee for president?
Well, you know, Donald Trump got about 58% of the vote in the Connecticut primary. So I figure the rank and file might be pretty excited. But the audience at the dinner this week, they were mainly the donor class, and they didn't seem to be that excited. Here's how the 500 people in the room responded when beloved longtime state GOP activist and Republican National Committee member Pat Longo brought up Trump.
If you love America, then you must vote Republican. And this year, our Republican presidential candidate will be Donald J. Trump.
Interesting. So that's the way things look right now?
Yes, but this is politics. The landscape could be very different 5 months from now at election time in November.
Ebong, thank you.
Thank you, Tom.
That's Ebong Udama, WSHU's senior political reporter.